All right, welcome to our monthly Diamond NEPA Practice Accelerator call. And we're here to help support you through your next level in whatever you're working on. So let's see if it's just you so far, Allie. Welcome to 2021. It's
yay, happy new year.
Happy new year. You look lovely. You look all
Thank you. Dressed
up and made up and look lovely. Yeah, great. Me, I'm looking kind of messy. All right. So let's start with success and then we'll move on to how can I support you.
Okay. Success. I have nearly got another client with 8995, which is $12,000 annual package. Nearly.
Oh, nearly. Way to go.
And I'm getting better at asking for it. I've actually, because this one came so close, I actually produced the PDF to send her, which she wanted. She's been a client of mine for with the bioidentical hormone therapy and things for several years, probably four, maybe three. Mm-hmm. And she's still been just having one appointment every 6 months, you know. Oh. And she was saying on the call on Monday that she was thinking of, she's had weight gain, she needs the insulin resistance work, she needs the gut work. I just can't do it on two appointments a year, you know, you just can't. Yeah. So she was saying about, she was thinking of seeing a doctor locally. She was fed up with the GPs because they weren't on board with, I mean, they were really, her new, one of the GPs was really offended that she was having bioidentical hormone therapy and T3, you know. So she knows that I'm the person that she wants to do this with.
Right.
So we'll see. I need to set a follow-up appointment.
You never leave that without either a credit card or the follow-up appointment scheduled, yeah. Right? That's what a rule I want you to like cement into your brain. Yes. The call does not end unless you have an appointment or you've gotten the money for the program they've committed, or you decide, nah, this isn't going to work. Those are the three outcomes of any call and you need to stick with it. And when you make exceptions is when, you know, things don't go the way you want them to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, congratulations. That's awesome. How did you feel to ask for the money to tell her what the program costs?
It was better. It was better. And my voice didn't get higher. It was much more matter of fact. So it was, we're getting there.
Getting there. And how did she respond when you said, and this is what you get, and it's 8997? And
she said, well, if you send the invoice and make sure it doesn't mention online, then my insurance should pay for it. So she was fine. And then she messaged me later the day. She said, you're talking to her husband, da di da di da di da, you know.
Yeah. And did he, was he okay with it?
Don't know. She wanted the full information, which shows the benefits, the bonuses, and the, you know, why you need this intensity, you right. know. I can't do functional medicine on two appointments a year.
You can't. It's actually impossible. I don't know. You probably
didn't. Functional medicine.
No, you can't. And, you know, if you're just going to give them a prescription and check their hormone levels, that's one thing. And even then, I think you're doing them a disservice. But the call I did the other day, it was a bonus that we offered for IRSPT. It was how I made $40,000 in 8 phone calls. You got to watch the recording of that because... Yes. You know, I just talked through the objections and how to structure the call and all that, but I think it's pretty important. And when I went back and calculated, I was doing a sheet for them on how, you know, how many people signed up and blah, 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 blah. And I realized I actually made $84,000 on those 8 phone calls because half of those people upsold into ERC at the end.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's when you structure it right and you know what the next step is and they're like, yeah, I got a lot of benefit from this. I want to keep going. Right. And it's just getting comfortable with saying those words when it comes out of your mouth and doesn't get stuck in your throat.
And bearing in mind that people are paying you $50,000 for the same similar sort of degree of intensity, you know, that just helps me to be accepting of it, you know?
Right. Exactly. All right. Yeah. Good job. Okay. So when are you going to follow up with her? Did you send her the PDF?
I sent her the PDF on Tuesday. I was at general practice yesterday, and I've had loads of calls today. So I haven't connected her to suggest an appointment to talk it over, which is what we need to do.
But always do that before you leave the call. While you have them there. Okay, this is great. I want you to look this over, and then let's talk on Friday. Will that give you enough time to look it over? Let's talk on Friday and let's firm it up, and so we get you started right away.
Yeah.
Good.
Exactly. Because I know that I can help her.
Yeah. You know it.
Really. But she wants, you know, I'm worried that she's going to look at this list and see it as a pick list, but hopefully she won't. That's just in my head, not hers.
Yeah. And hopefully, you know, go through that list and make sure if you have that feeling, make sure that like, think about it from a perspective of a client.
Yeah.
Right. Cause they don't just want a laundry list. They want results.
Yeah.
We're going to determine if you have, what we're going to determine your degree of insulin resistance. And then we're going to put a plan in place to reverse that so that your sex hormones work better. Like, always tie it back, or so that you have whatever her goal is, right? Everything can tie back. And if you have that as a PDF, or you have it as a Word doc, right? You can easily just do a few little tweaks to throw in their specific symptoms. So it reads like you customized it for them.
Like it's customized, yeah.
And you can do it in 10 minutes. I mean, that wouldn't be hard.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
So what's, how can I help you today?
So lots of other things happening. If only my mouse would work, me having just changed the batteries only 2 days ago.
What, changed the batteries?
Yeah, I've got a mouse that's an Apple.
Oh, mouse, your mouse, I see, yeah.
Ah, there it is, okay, connected again, right. So, is it okay if I share my desktop?
Absolutely. Let me make it bigger so I can, I'm going to get rid of the list here so that I can make this bigger and I can see it better. Okay.
Start by sending a reminder out to them there.
Julie said she was coming.
Lots of people did. You know, I'm so grateful for you for having this, because I know you're busy, but I couldn't make the other one because it was that little bit later and it coincided with my other appointments.
Okay.
Anyway, so what we have here, so this is my membership site.
Wow.
So this is a dashboard. So this is my sales page. Okay. So this is the 60 days to menopause success. We went through this before, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Changed the color on those testimonials, and I'm not going to put a date on it because this is going to be an evergreen program.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to take the date away.
Wow. Looks great. How did you, is this a WordPress page, or is this made in?
It's a WordPress page with Thrive themes. On my membership site, we've posted it on the membership site because it was easiest to do that at this point.
Yeah.
So I'm going to change the name. So that's change the name of that slightly and change this recording.
Let me just say something about font size down here. It looks like it's very hard to read that. So if you're going to do white on that background, you need to make the font bigger and that right below that. Okay. Are you on 100%? Like, are you viewing your browser at 100%?
I haven't got it full. Is it easier if I do?
No, click on the three dots up in the right-hand corner and see if it says 100. Yeah, nope, down there. The second level right next to your picture. Oh. Yeah, click on those three dots.
Move your bit there.
There we go. Click on that and it's 100%. So yeah, definitely needs to be bigger. that writing is hard to read. I'm not saying for me to read, but yeah. I'm saying you need to make the font size bigger down there. Yeah. To make it easy for folks to read.
Well, I always thought that, and this is normally much smaller, as too small as well.
Yeah, you know, underneath. Text. I think all of it needs to be bigger, but especially the white text on the darker background. It's very hard to read if it's too small.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Like this down here is better. This you might be thinking, but where do I start?
Okay.
But right. That's, see how much bigger that is. It's not much. It's just a couple of fonts bigger.
And I've also increased the size. We've put it back to 100%.
Oh yeah. Put it back to 100. Oh yeah. So that has to be bigger too.
Even that bit? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You want it to be easy for them to read. Yeah, like imagine being frustrated, but then I'm like, what? How do I read that? It's so small.
Yeah. I mean, that was my impression as well.
Yeah.
I need to check and change those bits about the bonuses. And I've just left it the same at the moment. Two Q&As instead of seven. Hormone assessment tools, free tickets to virtual workshop.
Don't say next spring, just say two tickets, because you can do them multiple times and they can come. So then, you know, I would take that off. That's tiny, so that's really hard to read, so that needs to be bigger. And what's the benefit of the bonus?
Right, so add sales page.
You have to sell the bonuses as well.
Yes. Font size.
It's supposed to work out which of your hormone systems are impacting your current state of health. So that, think about the so that's at the end of that. So that, you know, we can hone in, you can hone in and, you know, get rid of the impediments to your vitality, increase your energy, get rid of hot flat, whatever it might be.
Yeah. Okay. And so this is the frequently asked questions about time and money.
Right.
And then a little bio and then a guarantee.
Do you still have access to the funnel scripts?
No, I don't, but I could always activate membership again.
Yeah, because I'm going to play with it myself because I got it ages ago. And then I did a couple of like you, I did the webinar and I'm like, it's a little... He did a talk for Mindshare. Jim Edwards did a talk for Mindshare last week and he was brilliant. And I think they've really improved it.
Yeah.
All these questionnaires that you have to fill out. Mm-hmm. And a couple of people in Mindshare did that and created some, these are brand new, never done internet marketing, anything before. Oh my God, the copy was incredible.
Really?
I was like, holy cow. It wasn't overly salesy and you can tone it down, but it had, I was compelled. Like I wanted to keep listening.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you know, it's such a good shortcut for me personally, because I'm really challenged by the copywriting.
It takes a long time. And if you can cut it down to spending a couple of hours filling out all their questionnaires and then have it generate the stuff to your ideal client. And, you know, you're going to have to think about what are the problems, but you're doing it you're doing it in a list and bulleted list versus in prose versus having to come up with marketing language and you let him, and he's a brilliant copywriter. So I would encourage you to look at that. If you want me to share my screen and show you, I don't know if it still looks the same, but it looks very different than when I first remember it.
We'll have a look at that in a minute.
Yeah.
So if we go to.
Because copywriting takes forever.
It does. And I spent this whole year getting to know Infusionsoft. It's incredible. So here's the, once you've logged in, the welcome page of my membership site.
Great. And that's using the back end from Thrive Themes, the
Beg your pardon?
Is that using the Thrive Themes membership?
Yes, Thrive Themes and and one of the membership plugin things. Okay. And so there's my welcome video, and I've got other. If we look, so these are the course thumbnails. I don't know if they're too similar, but that's the thyroid adrenal, but there's going to be tweaks to these.
You might want to make them a little, that one's might be cool.
Too homogeneous in a way.
They are. It's hard to tell. So there needs to be something in there that differentiates menopause, maybe just a little icon that's related to that program that would be sitting next to you so that it can tell. I mean, it's nice to have branding and nice to, you know, be consistent with your colors and all that and have you there, but you know, maybe just another something that differentiates menopause from thyroid.
Yeah,
they're seeing it sitting on the dashboard, they're gonna go, whoops. But I wouldn't worry about that right now. You don't have those right. We're worried about the one program right now.
Yeah. Okay. And at the moment, because in the membership site, so if you click on that, then this goes through to the course content with a little bit of meet me on the bottom and some navigation and the progress bar.
Nice.
Privacy policy, etc. So when you click on these, I haven't put a new video for pause and connecting yet. But when you click on these, Krista has imported my information from my Coaches Console membership site.
Nice.
What I'm going to do, I'm just in the process now of creating thumbnails for all of these that say what module it is, rather than just going straight in like this.
I think it's fine to go straight. I mean, don't make it too complicated.
Okay. You know me, if I make it too complicated.
Right. No, don't make it too complicated. You can go back and do that. But right now, there it is. Hi, Julie.
Okay.
Hi.
We're looking at a membership level, a membership.
I found the link. Yeah, no, this looks amazing. I couldn't find the link to the call today. It wasn't in my confirmation email.
It should be a link in there that says click here to get to access the add event thing.
And then I added the event and then the link for in the add event just sent me back to the, anyway, I can.
Okay.
I don't want to interrupt. Sorry.
I want to pass that on to the team to make sure they get that. Yeah. Okay, so that you click that, click here to access.
And just click on that and it takes you straight through to that. And then you just click on that rather than doing the respond bit.
That's what I did. And I did get to the call with that link. Did you click that link and you got into the call?
That Nepo Diamond.
Yeah, absolutely.
It didn't do it for me. I can show you what my page, what page turned up when I clicked it.
Let's finish Allie's thing and then you can show me.
It
sounds like it was working and maybe it was just a virus checker or something on your computer that wasn't letting you list it. Okay, this looks very nice.
It's very beautiful. I love the way she's put a handwrap.
That looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Print out. Is that on your website, Allie? Is that on a different
this is the back end of the membership site, but it's
my membership website.
Yeah.
So
I got it. Okay.
The slides, PDF version of the slides with space for notes, transcript. So ultimately I will make workbooks and things, but this is just to get it out there rather than just
don't overcomplicate it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's simple. This is version one. When you know, you want to make some money on version one before you add a whole lot of complication. Yeah.
Yeah. So then the next module.
Nice.
So this is Nourish. So each webinar is about an hour long. Obviously, ideally now you'd break it up into several shorter ones, and you've kindly referred me to a great guy who could do that for me. But I just thought I've got to get it bringing in money.
You
got to
make the money first. Mine are still, look at my stuff. I still have hour long, hour and a half long videos, and you know, someday we'll get it shortened. And for now, I would rather make money on what I am actually doing and help people with what I actually have.
Exactly. So we start module three of the program by exploring what foods you are eating may be upsetting your hormone balance and what foods and supplements you can add to improve your symptoms. Print out PDF and your action plan. So start the day right, quality protein-rich smoothie breakfast, quality multivitamin and minerals, space meals, but don't get too hungry. Be mindful of the glycemic index, elixirs and supplements. So, I mean, I think it looks nice like this. I could have it just as a PDF, or I could have it as a PDF as well. So they could print
it. You can have it as a PDF as well. You can say download your action steps as a PDF. You can print on your refrigerator.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Something like that. But I like having it right there.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
There.
That looks really good, Alex.
Updated date for doing this, for offering it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was going to do my webinar tomorrow evening, but I haven't got the the back office in place completely yet. Mm-hmm. So we're nearly ready to go.
Beautiful.
So then, so module four, cleanse.
Nice.
So this is all about low glycemic foods, parabens free, things
what
like
is that where it says time to cleanse action plan? Well, how does that differ from those four bullets? See right below it, that, okay. That button.
So that's probably, let's have a look. Let's just save it on the desktop so I can delete it easily.
Yeah. Because you might say, you know, print your access, printer, if it's that the case, or time to cleanse printable action plan or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
No, it's much more in depth than that.
So in depth. Yeah, I would say in depth or printable or something like that to differentiate it from the.
Yeah.
Or, you know, time to cleanse detailed action plan, in depth action plan.
Is that PDF? Yeah. That'll be PDF, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I do need to turn it into a PDF. Thank you for spotting that, Julie.
It's still, what is it in now, Word?
Yeah, it's still in Word. Don't want it as Word.
Yeah.
And you know, I can do a whole workshop, a whole half day virtual workshop on.
Another thing you have at the footer, we always put footers that have the website so that it's copyright, Dr. Allison Grimston, blah, 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 whatever. And have the standard. That's it. You do that in every document you do.
Yeah, I have a standard. I just haven't got it on there.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's a work in progress.
I'll just show you. I've got it on. Anyway, well, let's leave that for a minute. Right. So that's that one. And then module five, harmonize. So this was in the original. I ended up making it just reviewing the action steps and using the 30-day menopause makeover workbook.
Okay.
Which needs editing. It's not as good as I thought it was.
Okay. Can you make a short video, like a 1-minute video that says, hey, for this module, we don't have a video. I want you to download these things and follow the steps in the menopause workbook.
Yeah.
That way there's consistency. They don't think, oh, the video's missing. What's wrong?
Nope. Yeah, so what happened with that one was, I'll see if I have actually got it. So let's go to Dr. HG. Launches. Menopause 2016. Here we go, course. I don't know how you guys organize your folders, but mine are pretty complicated.
It's complicated.
I was just thinking, oh my gosh, that looks like my folders. Oh, I'm so glad I'm not the only one.
It's not just me.
No, because you
want to.
Someday,
someday.
Yeah, that's the only way to find things. If you don't, then.
It's the only way to find things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you just go in and start deleting things or putting them on an external drive, there's really no other way.
No, absolutely. Oh, I thought I might have kept the video, but I did a video of me going through the workbook, but it's pretty scrappy, really. So this is the menopause makeover, and it includes things like your sleep vacation weekend, mm-hmm. You know, because that's so good for resetting the sleep problems of perimenopause.
Right. Nice.
So it's a summary. So step one, the importance of sleep. So why a 30-day makeover?
Okay.
Pause and connect, tick boxes, the importance of sleep. 30. Yeah.
I don't think you need a full video to take them through it. I think just an intro video that says, hey, here's what you need to do and just go through step by step, unless you really feel like they need that.
Yeah.
This looks pretty comprehensive. It's a lot of checklists and
you
know, people are busy. They don't have to spend time, you know, an hour of their time watching you go through the book when they can go through an intro and incentivize them to do it.
Yeah. Okay. And then this looks at the hormone symptoms. I also made this into a separate ebook about progesterone deficiency, estrogen deficiency, and some sort of shortcut ideas for what to do about those excess estrogen, estrogen dominance, androgen dominance, and adrenal fatigue, just to give people a taster of that more in-depth work.
Yep.
And then a bit about lab testing.
Good. Make sure that you're not as, make sure that you're letting them know, hey, we have programs that go into this in detail. If you want me to take you through this, if you discover in doing these questionnaires that it's possible you have a, an, let's talk, let's see if we can figure out how to support you in getting the help you need there.
Yeah.
You know, use any kind of stuff to always seed the next program.
Yeah, great. Good idea.
Yes. Always be marketing.
Yes. And then
I would think of it in terms of always be offering, like always be offering them what they need next, because they need this. And then that leads them to, okay, next I need this and next I need this.
Yeah.
Wow.
So in this harmonize is here because of its spelling punches, which is a bad name for an acronym anyway.
No, it's a bad name for an acronym.
So therefore we've got energize, even though we haven't done the energize module yet.
Which module is this? I thought this was the last module.
This is module 5, harmonize, and module 6 is energize, which is covered here. So it doesn't make sense. It makes more sense to put this under sustain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just too.
Yeah, don't try to be cute.
Yeah, I was just.
Order that makes sense.
Too attached to the acronym.
We've got some stupidly named programs because we had somebody years ago who had to have everything had to have an acronym, and it you know, I don't even remember what the acronym.
I've noticed that.
Yeah, I'm trying to get rid of them.
That's your tech background talking, Dr. Rita Marie. Remember, everything in tech has an acronym.
Yeah, I don't like acronyms. No, it was actually a techy person that was wanting that. Like GRAND,
yeah.
A digestive thing called GRAND.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And then it has a picture of people juggling fruits and vegetables. Needs cleanup. But anyway, so I would think through what's the order that people need, because they get confused. And if they get confused part of the way through, you lost them and you're not going to get them into the next level. But if you're crystal clear, this is what you do first, this is what you do second.
So I could just switch them around and have harmonize as module 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
Except
and also think about it in terms of complexity. If you have too much complexity early on, then you lose them. If you've built up to complexity, you're more likely to keep them engaged.
Yeah. That's where pause and connect is good at a start off, but understand is very complex because I tried to cover everything that they needed to understand, including understanding their own bodies and understanding hormones.
So maybe module. You make it understand, you give them an overview, and then you say advanced optional learning for the geeks among you, or, you know, for whatever, but you can actually separate it out and say, this is more advanced. This is what you have to know. And this is other stuff that you may want to know.
And I could also separate off the understand your own body through templates, through checklists and labs, as separate from understand your hormones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this one, we've only got the PDF with the slides, which with the space to take notes on, which makes sense anyway. Might just do that for all of them.
Why don't you have the full size PDF? Why do you have it different than the others?
Just because that was what was on the website that she just copied it from, because I have got.
Yeah, I would be consistent. You know,
yeah.
I would be consistent. You have it, I'm sure you have it. So, you know.
Yeah, well, I've got the PowerPoint, so I can just create the,
you just create a PDF from it. Yeah.
So systemize ways in which you put systems in place in your life to ensure that you don't fall by the wayside. So it's basically inviting them for a strategy session more than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So that's where that is.
It's looking amazing. It just visually, it's very attractive. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's organized well. So yeah, but those few little things, make sure there's a video on all the pages if it's just an intro video that just says, and other than that, I think it looks great.
Okay, great. So then that's the sales page we were going
through. Excuse me, go back to that picture again. Go back to that page again. I'm just, what program, how do they know what program this is? It says module 7.
It's here, it says 60 days to menopause success. So we need to put that there.
That would be helpful. Yeah.
Good idea.
You don't want people to like have a hard time like finding things. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's that. And
so what needs to happen for you to be comfortable doing a webinar and making an offer for this?
Oh yes, that's what I was going to show you. Here we go. So I've also virtually completed my webinar.
Beautiful.
So again, I've based it on, in fact, when I went through it with Gloria, who's my LinkedIn mentor, she said that it was fine as it was using the funnel script system. So there's a picture of me, so it's an updated picture of me, uh-huh. Medical disclaimer, more visuals.
Yeah.
Today we're going to cover. So I've added them between rather than with the writing on top.
Okay.
This is going to stream in one bullet point at a time.
Okay.
Results are not typical. I've limited time with you here. I think I might delete that slide. I don't think it's relevant. If you stay until the end, I was just putting too many pictures.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's amazing, aren't they?
Yeah, they're great pictures.
I just love the pictures so much. I wanted to include them.
If you can make sense of it, right? Then, yeah.
Fantasy. Well, it's about the fantasy of you having your hormones sorted, isn't it?
Right.
There was an element to this one because the thing was before about limited time, and she was sort of holding the time away as dawn was coming up, you know?
Yeah. Where'd you find these pictures?
One of the so-called free sites, but I know there are can still be problems with those if you don't credit people. So if you stay till the end, you'll get this report.
Mm-hmm.
I need your attention. So this is the crux of it. If you're a busy woman with suffering from da 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 da, and there's me. Who am I? So I've actually left those in, and they're going to come in one at a time as bullet points, just mm-hmm. because I have a habit of skipping over the credibility.
Yeah. Right, right.
I tend to downplay it because it's so natural to me that it doesn't seem anything special, but for other people it really is.
Yeah.
And then focusing on mind, body, soul, and holistic medicine being the whole approach. And you're in the right. So this is what happens if I try and combine the pictures with the writing.
Nice. I would use the writing a little bigger.
Yeah, okay. That's easily done. Okay, and then pointing out you may be concerned about the future. The thing is, that actually took me ages to do.
That did.
So I didn't want to do it for all of them in the end.
Oh, really? Isn't there, what I usually do is use the, in PowerPoint, they have a thing where you can set the background. You right click, you say format background. And one of them is putting a picture behind, and all you have to do is put the picture in your clipboard.
So this is, you may be concerned about the future, thinking about cardiovascular disease, stroke, and breast cancer. So then I thought I'd put a picture of a woman in a hospital bed.
Yep.
And what about these annoying symptoms like weight gain, gut issues, and anxiety? And I've got this graphic around sexual dysfunction.
And just make sure you say, you don't have to stay on those pictures long, but just make sure you make the connection and you tie it.
Yeah. Okay.
This is not how I want you to end up. Is it like going back to the previous one?
Yeah.
All too often as an MD in practice, I see people spending their last days that way. And that's not what I want for you.
Yeah. So imagine what your life will be like when you don't need to worry about sleep. And what if you could free yourself from your hormone prison?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that hormones control everything?
Yeah.
So what is real hormone success? So does it work? So I had just text for my testimonials here before. And then I've got these that I created in Canva for social media, and I haven't even shared it on social media, but these are so beautiful. So there we go. I've got this one and then three myths. So I've got a testimonial after each space now. I only had two testimonials last time.
Okay.
So first myth, you have to put up with these symptoms. Why do we think this? Because menopause is natural and we think we've got to put us and we have to put everyone else first. Mm-hmm. There's another testimonial. Myth two, all HRT is dangerous. Research can be misinterpreted. A little bit about observational studies. I know this is techie, so I'll tell them I know this is techie, but I just want to point out to you that.
Yeah, no, people want to have, it's justifying, it's showing the validity and the credibility.
Yeah, yeah. And observational studies are limited in how you can really interpret them.
Yep.
Randomized controlled trials make too much generalizations. And in fact, these ones were completely misinterpreted. Here's how the media presented it in the first. So this is how the original paper was, the original research paper. So, and I will point out, the balance of risks and benefits for hormone use in healthy postmenopausal women remains uncertain. But this is what the Daily Mail said about it. HRT can double your risk of breast cancer, taking it out of context. That scared doctors and women for over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And yet here we have in 2016, the same newspaper is saying that, it's a wonder drug.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another testimonial. In this case, it's about BHRT.
Mm-hmm.
I love this one.
3 days after I started, my daughter said, "You're so nice, mommy." It broke my heart. That's great.
Yeah. So the truth is that it depends. Does that show up enough?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Nice guidelines. So these are UK national guidelines, were updated in 2015 and now recommend black cohosh and things. However, there is a downside to HRT, and not everybody, even not all doctors, understand the difference between oral versus topical, chemical similarity, prostagens and versus progesterone. A lot of women go out and buy wild yam thinking it's going to work, and it's just not. So there's all of this.
Do you mention the pellets there? Because that's
I haven't mentioned the pellets there. So webinar.
And I would add the pellets in there. Because it's so devastating what people are doing with that.
So the truth is there are risks with all hormone treatments and in fact all medications. And this is where I want you to be focusing your menopause management. So the third myth is that HRT is a quick fix. You think you can carry on your current lifestyle and expect medication to make you better. It doesn't work that way because we have all of these things to take into consideration. So we really need to be thinking much more holistically about our health.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is the foods you are eating, the stress you're under, da da da, could be making your symptoms worse. So here's another one about the foods. I just love the smoothies. It's well worth taking the time to make them.
Great.
I can do it. So, and then I don't know whether to put bonus in. I'll just say fourth myth. Because it's called Miss Methods of Magic. I don't need it to make it to be three. I'm just trying
to say three in the title, then you don't need to say bonus.
Yeah. So I can deal with my menopause. I'm just going to make a note of that page. 59. I can deal with it by just managing my sex hormones, and other hormones don't matter. And this is where we bring in the hormone families and how these interact. Mm. And people don't realize it. So the truth is that all hormone systems interlink. The body works in intricate balance. A little bit about this, just pointing out that cardiologists making us get our cholesterol down is not doing any favors for our hormone balance, our stress management, or our depression. Three truths of menopause success. I don't know whether to leave these in here or leave them in at all. It's like another cute thing. Three truths.
Truths is good. Because you just did the myths. Now, what do they have to do? I mean, you can incorporate the truth in with the other stuff. But I mean, I think this is like summarizing the steps. If this leads then into your offer, these are the things you're going to do in your offer, then you want to include the truths and the.
Okay. So I'll carry on with those and sort of just elaborate on those a little bit. So the best way forward is to improve the symptoms now to allow you to get motivated and move forward. Underpin that with understanding and create a lifestyle plan that you can adjust for yourself, reducing your dependency on doctors. And then this is another testimonial, which is basically quantitative results over 3 months. So who wants to take things to the next level? Is it all right to put that in?
Yeah, I mean, that may be like too marketing-ish language. Yeah. So who's ready to get your hormones balanced? Who's ready to take charge of your own hormonal health or something like that? I think the next level is too marketing-like.
Yeah, too salesy.
Yeah. And you can, you know, if you're going to do this with a chat thing, just type into the chat if you're ready to if you're ready to really get your hormones under control. Type in the chat, yes, I'm ready.
Yeah.
The more you can get them saying yes to many, many things along the way.
Yeah.
The more you're going to get them to say yes to your offer.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. So it's utilizing Dr. Ali's menopause success system, but it's now called the 60 Days to Menopause Success. So the method, so I've talked about myths, and now I'm going to talk about the methods for getting your hormones balanced. I have a proven 7-step system that goes to the heart of your hormones. Isn't it time you found some help for those hot flashes, the insomnia, the paralyzing indecisiveness, and those problems down below? Isn't it time you discovered not only what
I
you
eat? I make the type bigger on these.
Yes, I can, because they were all three on one page before.
No, I'd like it this way, but make it bigger.
Okay, 73.
And then play with whether it looks better centered or left justified.
Yeah, I think better centered, larger type, taking up more space in the middle.
Take out the bullets. I wouldn't, if there's only one item there, I wouldn't put a bullet in.
No. Okay, so join us on a 60-day journey and I'll teach you my 7 steps for managing your menopause and share how to free yourself from this hormone prison. So my 7-step system involves pausing and connecting so that you can really understand, so you can really connect to what you want from your life and how you want to be feeling. And why you need to stop.
So I'm just going to throw something out there and you can play with this. Before that, you say, join me for my, here's my 7 steps, rather than join us on a 60-day journey, because now you're going into marketing and people tune out. So here are the 7 steps that you need to go through to get rid of this hormone problem.
Yeah.
Right. And then you go, and oh, by the way, my program has all these steps.
Yeah.
Because as soon as they get to sense, a lot of people will tune out. But if you really make it like, oh, I know, I don't know how to do that on my own. And then you say, well, you know, you might be thinking, how am I going to do that? I don't know how to do that on my own. I got you covered. I have this program.
Yeah.
Get into their headspace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay. Why you need to stop before doing anything else? Understand how understanding what is happening in your body makes you more likely to be able to stick to your plans. Nourish the foods that make your menopause a misery and the nutrients that could make all the difference. Cleanse why, where, and how you need to cleanse to get the results you are looking for. harmonize. So this is where we need to sort of do some tweaking in the order. How to create harmony inside and outside your body to allow your hormones to thrive. I mean, that can easily be the next module.
Or yeah, I mean, just play with it. What order makes the most sense?
Yeah. Okay. Energize. So what, when, and how to exercise to create more rather than less energy. And sustain. How to put it all together and create a sustainable lifestyle plan that you can flex with as you move on through life.
That's good. That's it. So this is where you introduce it. But I would take the references to the program earlier on. You can feed the program, but don't have it on the slides.
Yeah.
You know, you can say, and I've incorporated all this in my menopause success system. I've guided a lot of people through this step by step in my menopause success system program. So you create a curiosity without making it an offer. And then you make an offer. You go, yeah. And you can precede the offer by, you may be thinking, wow, that's a lot of steps. How can I do that? How can I keep track of that? I don't know what foods, you know, you might be thinking these things. Well, I have you covered because I have a 60 days to menopause success system.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's what you're going to get. So this is where it goes into the salesy bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what you're going to get. You're going to get a 7-week webinar course. And again, you see, I've not put in the benefits here, have I? That's what went wrong when we did it in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can hold your hand and you can really understand how you...
I'm going to guide you step by step through these 7 steps in a weekly webinar where I take you step by step.
Yeah.
That can say that. You don't have to say that on the slide, but you say it and then you pop the slide, the bullet up. Okay. Scott, somebody's at the door. Thank you.
So you're going to get the step-by-step 30-day menopause makeover plan, which will help you have great results. You're going to have the lifestyle plan for you to personalize going forward.
Yeah, and before you say what these things are, yeah, talk the benefit. You know, there's no one size fits all. I found that in my 20 some years of practicing medicine. And we try to put you in a box in medicine and say, this is the protocol for this condition. And in reality, you need to be able to personalize it for you. I got you covered. I'm going to take you through this personalization.
Yeah.
You know, bring back to like the downsides of what you've been doing, right? Like we try to put you in a box and you don't belong in a box. You're individual. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to help you personalize it.
Okay. So 2 group Q&A calls in which you get all of your questions answered as we go through the course. Originally there were 7 group Q&As, but nobody turned up to them. So I slimmed it down to 2.
I would say instead of saying 2 group, I wouldn't even say, you know, I would say Q&A calls in which you get all your questions answered. And then you can say, you know, we find that it works best in a group format because you're going to hear questions that you hadn't even thought of yet that your other colleagues going through this are having. And I'm going to get and answer your questions. If you have specific questions about personalizing and how this applies to you, I'm going to be there for you to answer your questions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The recipes are great. Yep. And you even with the recipes, right? You put it up there, but you go, you may be thinking, I don't know how to make foods that support me in medicine. I have recipes for you. You don't have to guess. I'm going to take the guesswork away from you. You're going to have some recipes that you can just follow if that's what you like to do, or you can use them as guidelines to create your own, however you want to do that.
Nice.
Yeah.
So bonus 1 is assessment tools to work out which of your hormone systems are impacting your
current. So create a problem before you offer the bonus.
Yeah.
Okay. So you may have other hormonal systems that are out of balance and you have no idea. Do you know if your thyroid's out of balance? Do you know if your adrenals are out of balance? I'm going to help you to identify that. Wouldn't it be nice if you could take a few minutes, 15 minutes, whatever, sit down and fill out a form and be able to know which of your other hormone systems are out of balance that might be sabotaging you in menopause. I got you covered.
Yeah.
First bonus I'm going to give you are assessment tools.
Yeah. Brilliant. And I can also, now I've got the Living Matrix software, I could also have the full Living Matrix assessment. Yeah.
Do that as a one-on-one. I think it gets confusing with that Living Matrix thing.
Yeah.
Don't confuse them too much. Keep it simple.
Okay. So there's value. So
yeah. So what is the advantage of, you know, they're gonna spend 2 days with you.
Yeah.
How do you create that being like desirable? Right. And once you're finished, once you're done going through this program, other things are gonna come up. There's other lifestyle factors, there's blah, 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 blah. So that's why I created a 2-day event that's living. It's going to take you through. You're going to actually get to put things into play. Like, what are all the benefits of them spending 2 days with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then that's me doing an online thingamy, which is the next picture. And the bonus 3 is a hormone boost strategy session. So what if you, so you may still have some questions about how to implement this personally for you. I've got you covered with that as well. And I'm offering you a free hormone boost strategy session with me, in which we can dig down deep into what you
need. Really help you to personalize this to your unique needs.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. That's perfect. You're getting it. You took the ball on that. That's exactly right.
But
it's a good number of bonuses, right? And because you can make a case for each one, because you have to sell the bonuses.
Yeah.
The biggest one is going to be, how do you sell them into wanting to come to a 2-day live event? Like, just fix me, God. I don't want to come and spend 2 days with you. So how do you build that one up to be?
Okay. And then, so this picture is similar to this one. This one's a group.
Yeah.
For the Q&A, and this one's the one-on-one. Is that okay?
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Yeah. Okay. So the usual price is $997 for this amazing course, which has a total value of $3,737. This week, it's only going to be $497. But because you're on this call today, for a short period, I'm offering it to you for $297.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So buy it now and lock in that price and get all the bonuses.
Yep. And instead of price, you might want to say investment.
Investment. Okay. 114.
Okay. So I want to wrap up soon so we could go on to Julie before we wrap up.
Absolutely. So the magic, then don't ignore messages from your body. So there's some tip 3, and then there's this.
Okay, so thank you. Teach more content after the offer. Somehow frame that before you go into your offer. So stick around. I have a few more points that I want to make, but before I do that, I just want to make a special offer just in case you have to leave early. I want to make sure that you hear about this, and then you can go in and give them the special stuff.
Okay.
And you know, make it like clear after, you know, I'm going to share that with you, and then I'm going to share with you the magic, whatever the other piece is that you're, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Awesome. You got your work and you're doing a great job with it. It really is shaping up awesomely. Cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Julie, what's going on with you and how can I support you?
So I'm in the process of writing, you can tell me what you think of this, is of writing a mini course. So just a small 3-module sort of beginner self-study webinar kind of thing with focused on turning anxiety into excitement.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't figured out what to name it yet, but I've started an outline in Kajabi because I decided to go with that one as a platform for delivering the course.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've used Kajabi, if you have thoughts on that.
I haven't. I know people who do, and it's pretty easy.
It's really easy. And it's
look at Thinkific. I've heard from like Mindshare is using Thinkific and they think it's easier than Kajabi. So that's
I've heard of that. I know it's a little bit cheaper. I got it free for 45 days. So of course, you know, you start building it and then you're like, wow, it's already built. I might as well just pay for it and leave it there.
Yeah.
Decide what I'm going to do at the end.
That's the idea.
I'm just going to share my screen and show you kind of what it looks like. Can you guys see that?
Yep.
Are you seeing the whole screen or I need to make this bigger, but I've lost my,
I see Kajabi on the left and I see, I see the whole screen. Yep.
So I've kind of started out and just please tell me honestly what you think, if this is the way to go. Cause I'm in the process of also changing up my website to make it easier to navigate around. So I'm using Squarespace. I haven't had enough time to do this yet, but ultimately it'll be really easy to do the webinar on my website and access things from the website. And this Kajabi enables that to tie into the website.
Okay.
So that's sort of all just the back end stuff, but I haven't quite got to that part yet. So I just really wanted to get the outline and get some feedback on this. So the idea, I don't know what to name it, but I was kind of playing around with names. I like the idea of turn anxiety into excitement because
I like it.
Well, I don't know why people, it just kind of is better than reduce your anxiety with food or something like that.
Yeah. Well, it's a
trend. So that's the basic outline. Right.
I would say that, you know, I don't know that I think you want to give each of those modules a sexy name. Like people are not going to get excited about the what, the why, the how, but that's, you know, your outline for what you're putting in it.
That jobby wording. I haven't put any new.
I like mood food. Just make sure nobody already has it.
Yeah, I haven't. I got to check that. I actually kind of did poke around. I haven't seen mood food. I've seen food and so mood. There's a lot of very.
GoDaddy and just type in moodfood.com. If they have it available, get it. Grab it.
Okay.
Feeling it might, you know, that's the first step I always do when I come up with a name is I go, okay, does somebody have a website?
About a separate. And I didn't even think about a separate URL, but so you recommend putting everything up on a separate URL.
I have 300 URLs. So
I know.
there's already a moodfood.com, the best food for your mood, mood food, but there's nothing there. It's just a pretty logo, but.
Okay. I'll play around with that. This is not by any means cut. So I have sort of a rough, very, very rough outline that I started last month. And I've been sort of going through this before I start building content. And Dr. Ali, I know you've gone through this already and built your content. So
She built her content as she taught it. So that's what I always recommend.
Well, that's what I'm going through. I'm going through right now kind of Kajabi has, there's actually two courses where they're ideas to income and practice. I forget the name of it, but they're basically walking through a self-based course to get something put together enough that you can go do a webinar and then build it as you go.
Yeah.
And I think that would
all of your stuff live. You don't have enough experience or expertise to create content and then sell it.
Right.
Because you don't know, right? So I would do them live, you know, live stuff. Because then you have your outline, you have your PowerPoints, and that stuff can all be done in advance as you go. But then after you do the first one, you might go, ooh, I didn't get through half of that stuff.
Yeah.
I need to, and these people really need, and then you adjust it as you go.
Okay. So I guess what I'm getting hung up on is what do I actually need built out before I can quote unquote launch it? Because I would really like to launch it within the next 3 months.
Yeah. You don't have to have much of anything. I mean, just basically what you have is an ability to get people in and a welcome video. That's all you need, right? And your welcome video.
Getting them in.
Well, if you've got the course outline built in Kajabi, and you go to a webinar and you offer this at a webinar, they're going to go, let's say, so you have this webinar, you say, hey, this food, it's a mood food. It would be nice if you had a third word, like a mood food solution, the mood food something, or food, okay. Mood, whatever.
I'll look at that.
Food mood solution, the food mood solution, something like that. And then you basically set it up as a course in there, and all you need is a link for them to log in, but they won't see the modules until you put them in there. So they're just going to see the first one.
Right.
And you can say, hey, this is Emily. I'm so excited that you're here. We're going to have a great time together. I'm going to take you through this process, and you're going to turn your anxiety into excitement. How does that sound? That's what you need, right? And we have all this nervous energy about excitement. Anyway, I'm not going to create your content for you, but you basically create a little video, 2 minutes or less, and get them excited. And our first class is on X. If there's a schedule, then find out how to do that in Kajabi, a page with the schedule. It may be just, an intro module or whatever. You have the schedule. Here's the schedule of the classes. And I can't wait to get started. In the meantime, I would give them something like an assessment, or in the meantime, here's something to get started with. Our first class is on this date. Here's something to get started with. And you just give them something.
Okay.
Whether it's an assessment, checklist.
Yeah, I had an idea about either an assessment or like a quiz about, gut balance or energy or adrenals or something like that. So you do recommend having that right away.
I'd give them something to do right away, because if you've got a lead time, like when I first started out, I didn't like have the course start like a week later. I wanted to give myself plenty of time for not enough people signed up. How do I adjust my marketing so I get more people to sign up? So you give them something to get started with. Assessments are always nice, or, I don't know. Yeah.
Anyway, this was just a real rough outline, and this probably will change because of, if I do something initially and just kind of throw it out there, then I can sort of build it as I go. But the premise of what I was thinking,
nothing wrong with having the outline. The outline's super important to have.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't videos unless it's like supplemental copy. Like say you want to record yourself showing them how to do burst training, right? That would be supplemental stuff that you can do and offer them in something like that, whatever it might be.
Yeah. Okay. So another question I have is, I'd love some feedback on what you think this absolutely has to have in it if I'm missing something. So my plan was for the outline is to walk them through, hey, what is anxiety really? And what does it mean to say that you can turn your anxiety into excitement, and spend a little bit of time on that in like one of the lesson videos. And then really talk about
make that point in your webinar, because that's a why for why they would want the course. Yep.
Right.
Yep. And then you can go deeper.
Yep. And then really talk about the food, the food is medicine approach and the food mood part. Cause I don't want to get people that are coming in thinking, with major depression and, bipolar, and they've got anxiety and they want something besides food. They want everything else. So I need to make it really crystal clear. I'm not a practitioner of that. It's just, we're focusing on the nutrition to support, hormonal balance.
Yeah.
Reducing anxiety, that kind of stuff. So really clarifying why this course exists and what you will get out of it. What's the transformation?
And that's what you have to clarify in your webinar.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what's the transformation? And then walking them through, what are we going to do, right? We're going to focus on the food. We're going to go through this step-by-step process.
Yep.
And I'm going to try to squeeze it into 3 modules, and then give them some leads into what could be the next step. If you go through this and you find that this is really helpful, what is the next thing? So, you know, is there a one-on-one coaching sessions? Is there a what's next?
Right.
Coaching strategy, go deeper, right? So that's kind of what I'm trying to.
And you want to seed that throughout, and maybe it's the food mood jumpstart or something like that. Cause if it's solution, they're expecting a different outcome. And you want to think about what outcome can you actually achieve in a 3 week or 3 module program.
Right. Yeah. I don't want to give them too much because I want to give them the carrot to do either a deeper course one-on-one.
Can't take it all in. Absolutely. So you're going to give them some things. You're going to get them aware that some of the foods they're eating are actually, and I would make that connection. Some of the foods they're eating is actually affecting their neurotransmitter levels, which is affecting their mood.
Yeah.
And they get clear on that. And then your first module is the food swaps.
Yeah, definitely. And that's part of the anti-inflammatory piece that I have.
Yep.
Where did I have it here? I think it's down somewhere, module one.
Right. And you have to make the case why inflammation is creating that. Right. And I see you do with the GABA.
Okay. And so this is really module two would be really focusing on, maybe include some quizzes, really focus on them personally and get them making the connection that this is very personal to me. It's what I'm doing in my daily life that's creating this. And this is how I can reduce it.
Yep.
And then once I'm trying to make that personal connection so that I can then say, okay, I can work with you one-on-one. We can do more. Here's all the things we can do to really look into how to optimize reducing your anxiety with lab analysis, with, whatever. And then you can work with me personally, and that would be a marketing upsell later.
Exactly.
And then make sure they're
aware that you can, or even make this point. If I work a lot with people one-on-one, and I find that what really helps and we get the most effective use of your time and money is to have you go through this preliminary course first. So you really have an understanding, and then we can just hit the ground running and personalize it for you. Something along those lines.
Yep. You know, I felt like I had to be my own guinea pig. So over the last couple of months, I've been doing a lot of this stuff just so I can feel what it feels like to go through it. And it's hard, it's hard during the holidays trying to eat a certain way. And so I thought, wow, what people probably really need a lot of help with, and maybe this is for another course, not for the mini, is the mindset and the autonomic thinking around, I just automatically for this.
I think that's a really
important
piece. I think it's an important piece for right up front.
Yeah.
And maybe it's.
Do you think I should include that in this course?
The mindset for. I think about where it best fits, but I think sooner rather than later.
Okay, and maybe it doesn't have to be as deep as I'm thinking, but I was going to create an entire module just around behavior change, and that was a big part of some of my study in school too, and it's a big part of what I would like to include in all my coaching. Is just the science around that and turning your brain, recognizing thoughts and behavior patterns that are not helping you and creating a way to change that and really focusing on a
module.
You might
want to see that in module one. Cause if you don't, what I find is if you jump into the mindset stuff at the beginning, people get like, I don't know.
People tune out.
They
just want to get to the meat.
How important. I'm going to be teaching you some stuff, and it's going to be very different from what you've been taught growing up. And you may find yourself having some resistance in module three, or I've got a bonus for you or something, wherever you want to include it, but I would include it later, but hint at it and really build the value of it sooner rather than later.
Okay.
And, there's science. There's science of behavior change. Don't yourself up if this is hard. This is hard for everybody, and there's a reason for it. And we're going to talk more about that in module three or whatever.
Okay. So that's kind of the outline. for the mini course. And now it's just, you know, I'm trying to, I'm working on my own behavior change and getting past my perfectionism and procrastination. And I've got, I'm trying to make my,
I think my,
that was my thing for this year.
So what you need,
that's my thing for this year,
is
3 day. I need, yeah, three things every day that I have to do. Right.
And make it manageable for people. When you ask them to do 10 things, it's not going to work. And you can give them the list and you can give them choices. You can say, here's 10 things that I think, which three are you committing to this week?
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to pull in the coaching piece of that too. And even for myself. So for this, I'm kind of stuck on where to go next. So I don't want to build out too much, but I'm like, at what point does the outline good enough that I can jump into making the webinar?
You need
and
to
getting that
ready for that. You're ready for that. You want to outline for your webinar. It's what are the results and the benefits that they're going to get, right? What is it that they're trying to achieve? What is that burning problem that they're having that they want to solve? And then you solve it for them in the webinar. Okay. So I think you're ready to write the webinar next.
Okay.
Enough of
okay.
Be able to
so I should actually write out all the copy and script for the webinar. And how long should it be?
I've never written a script for a webinar in my entire.
I know, but you've been doing this for 20 some odd years.
I never did it from the time I
started. Have to write it.
You know, but if you need a, script, if I write a script, I find myself too stiff and stagnant. So you don't have to. If you want to, it's great, right? But it's an outline for the.
Well, I think I need a way to organize. Yeah, I think I need to see a way to organize my thoughts.
To organize your thoughts, the flow. You want to outline the flow.
Yeah.
You want them to make a decision to do X. What is it that they have to, you know, be, do, have in order to make that decision? What mind frame do they have to be in? What do they need to know? How are they going to emotionally make that decision? What do you need to do to get them there? What's the journey you have to take them on to get them to make that decision?
Yes.
This is too painful. It's wrecking my relationships. It's making me, you know, it's affecting my job. It's whatever it might be, my social life, my relationships, my sex life.
Yep.
Right. And you have to take them on that journey of that. You have to get them into the pain. And a lot of us don't like to do that, but you really have to identify the pain and aggravate the pain so that they come.
Yeah. And I can do that personally because I went through every day in my own journey.
Right.
So
right.
I have to get it in my mind.
You have to tell stories
about
your thing. And that's the thing. Allie included a lot of testimonials, but you may want to, you know, think about what other stories you can add along the way. Sometimes I make the story up as like, I'm like, oh, that would be a good story. And I tell it. I don't have that planned. But
I really,
the ones that have worked out the best is when I say, what's my opening story? Well, you've listened to Pete Vargas, right?
Yeah.
So, what's my opening story? What's my closing story? What story can I tell at the beginning that I can bring back to later? Right. And then what's a story for every point you're trying to make?
Okay. Got it.
And when you jump right into the story at the beginning of a webinar, rather than, hi, I'm Julie. And guess what? I'm here to tell you. And I'm here to tell you. If you just jump right in the story, and I found this to be most effective. It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I was sitting minding my own business. And suddenly my kid burst in and blah, blah, blah. And I burst into tears and I fell on the floor and I couldn't handle their crisis because I was in crisis myself. And this is what happened. And let me tell you, that's why I'm here to tell you to share this stuff with you today, because I've personally been through it. It's personally impacted my life. And I want to help you to avoid the same. So what stories and how can you take your story of transformation and break it up into pieces so that they're not like, okay, go on and on and on. Tell me what you're here to tell. I don't want to hear more about your story, but that it's riveting pieces. Right? Makes sense?
Yep. Absolutely.
Throughout, right? And you tell a story of somebody that you worked with. You know, when Julie first came to me, she was a basket case. She was this, she was that. And what we realized was that she had a blah, blah, blah sensitivity that we didn't, she didn't even know she had. And when we started to remove those foods from her diet, she changed. Her demeanor changed. How she looked changed, right? So think about your stories. That's the next step for you. You've got the thing outlined.
Okay.
Right?
And how then
you sell it.
That was my next question. I think that's what I'm getting stuck is if I put a webinar out there, I mean, I could put it up on my website. Nobody's going to my website. I mean, I don't use it that much.
No, you've got to, you have to figure out traffic driving.
I have to create a website.
Right. You create an opt-in page for that. And then you go,
yeah, I have an opt-in.
What are the pages? And then you go out there and you put it on your social media and you do it live. You go, hey, and blah, 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 blah. And you talk about one of the problems and you agitate it. And then you go, by the way, I'm going to do an in-depth treatment of this next week. If you've been suffering from anxiety or depression, blah, 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 here you come to this next week. And you do a lot of that. You reach out to people you know who have followings of people who might be interested in it, right? You reach out to people who have followings and you say, can I do a Facebook Live with you? Can I do an Instagram Live with you?
Okay.
Right?
And that's the part that I don't try doing is the Facebook Lives. okay. And I could post that to my Instagram page. I mean, I only have, I don't know, 250 followers there, but I do have some activity on it, which is kind of nice. So that's a start. And also ask those requests of people that I've kind of just networked with over the past six or so months. I mean, I think a lot of people in that BSA community, a lot of people in that Mindshare community are always happy to say, hey, I'll go post that on my page or whatever.
Yeah. If you're in Mindshare in the big collect, the big group, are you part of that big group on Facebook?
No,
no.
Well, I'm in that group, but I'm not in a paid program right now.
Right,
so,
right.
So I don't want to,
you know. If you go out there and say, hey, you know, Julia, it was great to meet you at whatever. I was at the summit, you know, and I'm putting out my first program and at my very first webinar, if anybody has people in their audience that are suffering from blah, 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 and they want to help, you know, here it is. And people might, you know.
Right. Do it. Okay.
Yeah.
And then not be afraid. I have no idea what to price it. I'm thinking, should, you know, as a mini course, it's under $100. I'm thinking maybe it's 47, maybe it's 97.
Yeah, I would say
it has to be.
It's inexpensive. It's priced at, it's a $297 course. And I'm my first time launching this and I want it to be special and it's going to be this. I mean, I've literally offered 2-day live online events for $47. So I have no problem with doing that. And then we get 300-400 people. And even though it was only $47 and then went up to 97, we made $25,000 because we got that many people.
Right.
So you want as many people as possible to say yes, to get them in your fold. My very first program ended up being, it ended up being 14 weeks with 1 to 2 calls a week. And each one, it was like huge number of stuff for $97. Like the first group, so the next group got in. So don't be afraid to price it like this is a special. And you know, it's
I was gonna make it $27.
Too cheap.
Just to get
that, if it's that cheap,
I mean anybody can spend $27, right?
Right. 47 is probably you're gonna get a better. I just think it elevates it a little bit. And you say this is normally a $197 course, and I'm offering it for this much this time. And it's because it's the first time. And guess what? Joining me for the first time, you're going to get way more of me than you will later, because later it's going to be a self-study program. Now it's going to be live and you're going to get to ask me questions live. So highly recommend.
And in the mini course, do I just do the videos kind of like what Dr. Ali's doing?
Don't call it a mini
course. Okay.
Right. Okay. That degrades it. That makes it seem like it's not good. I'm going to do a 3-week
intensive,
a 3-week jump start, a 3-week, you know, whatever. Because it's an easy commitment.
Good point.
Right. If it's a mini course, it's like, why isn't it free? Those are those stupid little things that people just sell to. They don't sell, they give away, right? Don't call it mini.
Okay.
Yeah. Food mood jump start or something like
that. Okay.
Okay. You got this.
Those are all my questions.
How far along you've gotten with this. This is awesome. And the mistake most people make is they try to finish their course and then sell it.
Well, that's what I was getting hung up on. I'm like, I kept going deeper in the content. I'm like, no.
Stop. Content's like, an outline.
Okay.
Yeah. I usually have a one page outline of stuff. Yeah, one, that's it. And now you go deeper. And then you'll know from the webinar how to shift around the content in the course as well.
And do I do, I guess in terms of webinar, do I do multiple webinars over time or a bunch of webinars in a week and stop?
I would say, I'll just give you from my experience. When you're new at it, you're going to go, damn it, I should have done it that way. Damn it, I should have done it that way. So what I've done in my very first ones was I created the webinar, I made the offer, and then a week later I did it again, but I raised the price. And then a week later I did it again and I raised the price. If you do it that way, you're going to need to keep them engaged during that period before you start. Or you can do it,
okay.
Do it on Monday, do another one on, and pick three different times so that you capture different time zones and, you know, people's schedules.
That's what I was thinking.
Do one on a weekend, you know, one midweek during the evening.
Other question. Once, if it starts selling, you know, the first couple of times it sells, at what point do I say it's ready? I mean, people want it right away when they buy it, right? They expect to be able to access it.
Yeah, if you've already recorded it and you've turned those lives into the recorded, they can get access right away. But if you're going to add a live component to it, that's different. So I wouldn't worry about it the first time because it's live, right? But that's where you have something to hold them. When they get in there, you give them a few things. Here's your pre-work. Get this, do this before.
And then at what point do I go rush and create the content, right? And then...
Well,
I'm confused about.
Well, you have to decide how much time you need. You need more time than Allie and I just go, oh, I'm going to teach it tomorrow. I'm going to get the content done today. It's not good. It's not good that way, right? It works, but it's super stressful. So you decide, you get your webinar laid out, and then you have to plan out your marketing for that. And we have a thing, set up a time, a one-on-one with me, and we'll map
it. Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I was looking all over the website trying to figure out how to do that. And then I finally asked, I think you guys gave me the link. So that's coming.
Yeah. Because then we can map it out. Then I can take that spreadsheet and we can fill it in and we can decide when is a good time. And then you can fill in how you're going to do the content. I have a meeting in 4 minutes. And
yes, sorry. Thank you all right. So much.
Love all right. You lots. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much, you guys. All right. Bye.
Bye.